Welcome to Good Returns TV. I'm Philip McAllister. It's my real pleasure today to have in the studio the new Chief Executive of Financial Advice New Zealand, Nick Hakes. Welcome, Nick. How are you?
Good, thank you, Phil. Great to be here.
That's good. Now, tell me, so you're new to the industry in New Zealand, but you've been around for a while. Can you tell us a little bit about your background, you know, a little reader's digest snapshot of, you know, where you've been, your background, and a little bit about yourself?
Sure. 2-minute overview. Proud Kiwi, originally from Christchurch, then Auckland. Have spent the last number of decades within financial advice in a number of different markets. Have recently relocated back from Singapore, where I was working within financial advisory bodies. And so my background is wealth management distribution, it's financial advice, it's professional advisor representative bodies, and delighted to be back in New Zealand in this role and part of the advice community in New Zealand.
So what attracted you to the role? I mean, obviously you've been doing some pretty big gigs overseas, so you've come back here.
It's an opportunity to come into New Zealand. There was a bit of personal and professional reasons behind it. On a personal level, our kids are heading from intermediate and into high school. An opportunity to give them some of what I had growing up. And then professionally is to make this contribution, a small contribution through Financial Advice New Zealand to the financial advisory sector. And ultimately, the role that financial advisors do for the community and for consumers to get more people to engage in quality financial advice.
Have you worked as an advisor before?
Been licensed as an advisor in a representative role. Worked with many financial advice practices, different shapes and sizes, and seen the power of that advisor-client relationship. But I've never hung up my own shingle as a practicing financial advisor.
Okay, maybe one day. So what I think is quite interesting is, you know, you've come from, you know, Australia, Singapore, you've seen financial advice in a lot of other jurisdictions. What's your impression of the financial advice sector in New Zealand?
I think broadly, the financial advice is an emerging profession, and we should have that historical perspective. And so that's no different than here in New Zealand. There is convergence where, as advice practices, having to grapple with technology as friend or foe. And so for the most part, I think financial advisors have done a great job from what I can see in the New Zealand market. And the opportunity for us is, how do we build upon that and grow the demand for financial advice?
So do you have any initial thoughts about, like, you know, the shape of the advice market in New Zealand, you know, from a regulatory framework type basis compared to other places?
Coming up to speed very, very quickly. The patterns can be quite similar in a lot of jurisdictions. And also regulators around the region are also starting to share some of their experiences. And so in terms of markets, we're actually becoming closer and closer together, both on an institutional level, advisory level, and a regulatory level. So governments and regulators look around the region and they see what has played out in terms of regulatory framework, and they learn. So what has worked well, what has been some of the unintended consequences of some of that regulatory reform. And once again, the recent legislative changes that have been implemented in our market have been collaborative. They have been pragmatic and sensible, and compared to some other markets, have not had the unintended consequences. And so that's a positive.
So in summary, you think our sort of regulatory settings are pretty good?
We recently had the FMA at our advisor conference, and their message around collaboration and a willingness to engage and understand what the financial advice practices are going through in terms of their client conversations and their compliance obligations. We should embrace that. I mean, that is very forward-thinking and collaborative approach.
And so it's also interesting. So you're the second CEO of Financial Advice New Zealand. You know, your predecessor came in, you know, it was quite different, had no experience in the space and had a job of getting the association up and running and moving forward. So how do you think Financial Advice New Zealand will change with you as CEO compared to previously? Because every CEO does it differently.
Good question. I think we have to acknowledge the strong work that has been done, not by one person, but by a team of people. I think we have to acknowledge the leadership and the foresight for those three associations to come together. There would have been a culture involved in each of those three distinct associations. And so to come together to form Financial Advice New Zealand and to set a very strong platform as the voice of financial advice in New Zealand, I mean, that's great foresight. And so what I see now is the platform has been laid and we have formed strong relationships with the government, regulators, our industry partners. And I think now is a time to accelerate and grow that voice in the marketplace.
So how much will it change?
I think things always evolve.
Yeah.
So if we respect our past, we now need to innovate for the future. We need to stay relevant for the future, be future focused. And if I was to describe where we would like to get to and continue on this journey of growth, it's advisor-driven, high-engagement, professional body.
And like going, you know, big, long view question. So at the end of your term, you know, are there any goals that you would like to have achieved by then?
This ethos of advisor-driven, high-engagement, professional body, you know, that's reflected in the amount of people who come and seek quality financial advice from our members. It's about financial advisors being respected for their craft. It's about maintaining and nurturing the relationships that we have with government and the regulators and industry partners. And I think those are all good indicators of success. But ultimately, we should be judged by the amount of people who are coming and gaining quality financial advice financial advisors.
And how are you going learning all the acronyms? I could give you a quiz.
I'm sure you could. I passed a quiz at the conference, and so I'd rather not do another quiz so soon. We have a very distinct language within wealth management. We do. And you know, part of this baseline, keeping coming back to how are we perceived by the people who are not within the wealth management bubble. We just keep on having to reflect and hold a mirror up to ourselves. Are we making sense from a consumer's perspective? And acronyms, the jargon that we use, sometimes, you know, it's easy to have this conversation internally and we need to have it externally.
I do have to ask you, you know, you represent all of the strands of financial advice, including mortgage brokers or mortgage advisors. I mean, we have a new player coming in from Australia who are essentially coming to compete with Financial Advice New Zealand. How do you see that playing out?
We are the authentic voice of Financial Advice New Zealand. We have a heritage of three associations, professional bodies, one of which represented the voice of mortgage broking. Financial advice is converging, and so people are interested in how do they own their own home. It's an aspirational financial goal. So we'll continue on our legacy of representing all financial advisors in this country.
Do you see it as much of a threat?
We're concentrating very much on our focus about we are the authentic voice of Financial Advice New Zealand. And we've got a strong legacy of people coming from different financial bodies. And so we'll continue to engage and grow that representative voice.
That will be a sector you'll do more work with. Is that part of your message to them?
Absolutely. We'll believe that you have a strong focus with your professional development day. So I'd be very keen to attend and engage with all aspects of the market.
Yeah. No, we do a lot of work with the mortgage advisors. So, yeah.
So I'd love to come along and see your professional development day.
Excellent. Thank you, Nick. Thanks for coming along. And great to have you in the studio. And no doubt you'll be invited back again.
All right. Look forward to it. Thank you,
Phil. Yeah. Okay. Cheers. Thank you.